And in our service this morning, we now continue with the prayers. Just a couple notes before we begin our prayers this morning. First off, we're going to include the Schmizer family that gathered this weekend and had a service here to celebrate and count on God's promises for Brenda Schmizer. Also in our prayers, included in our prayers, we're going to pray for the family of Larry Griffith. That's Joyce Holroyd's cousin. Larry passed away on Thursday. He's on our prayer list, Larry and his wife Mary, and he was taken off life support on Wednesday. He was taken off life support and passed away later in the evening. So we want to cover that family with our prayers as they gather to care for Mary and also receive care in the midst of Larry's passing. Also, I will note in our prayers as well, we're going to take a moment of silence for those who have given of their lives and for those who currently serve in our armed forces. Please rise for our prayers. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. As we grow in the Christian faith, we pray for an increase of the word, that it be freely shared and bring the good news of sins forgiven through Christ to every place. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the world in which we live, asking that there would be times of peace and security in our days, and that we would know days of blessings and joy. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the church and for this household of faith, that we be the radiant bride of Christ, daily growing in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Lord, in your mercy. We lift our petitions now for the sick, the homebound, and all who this day are in need of our intercession. Lord, especially today we pray for Rob, for Richard's brother, that you would continue to bless him with your care and relief, and that you'd protect this family and watch over them in the days ahead. Lord, we also ask that your presence be with the Schmizer family as they gather this weekend to celebrate and be with loved ones and united with loved ones and remember Brenda's life. We thank you for the promises that you give, even in death. And Lord, also for Mary Griffith as she now makes some big adjustments without her husband Larry and for their family as they make plans and adjustments for each other. May they be comforted with the love you promise and how you work that through other people who care and give relief. Lord, also in our sick and recovering list at peace, for Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art and Sandy, Mal, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Janny, Jean, Tiffany, and Dylan. We pray that their prayers soon be answered and that they may be supported by God's people as they honor Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. As we pray this Memorial Day weekend, we remember with gratitude those valiant people of the armed forces of our nation who have fought and died to protect the liberties that are central to our way of life. Lord, in this moment of silence, we uplift specific people in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the congregation, we will have, let's continue with the benediction and we'll have a final song before we have an announcement. Receive the blessing of Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. Amen.